Welcome to Medical Dialogues. I'm Anjika Mishra, here for bringing to you from the world of medicine. Consumption of flavanols linked to lower risk of disease. A study published in the journal Nature revealed that consumption of a flavanol-rich diet is linked with healthy blood vessels, balanced cholesterol levels, reduced inflammation, and lowered risk of heart disease. Flavanols, a type of flavonoid, is a potent bioactive compound found in a majority of plant-based foods. They're known for their antioxidant properties, which help protect cells from damage caused by free radicals. Additionally, flavanols have been associated with several health benefits, including improved heart health, brain function, and reduced risk of chronic diseases such as cardiovascular disease and certain cancers. The new cohort study examined the relationship between dietary flavanol intake and all-cause and disease-specific mortality risk in adults. Data from three NHA-NES cycles from 2007 to 2019 on 11,679 participants were analyzed. Flavanol intake was calculated using the USDA data, and mortality risk was assessed using the National Death Index, categorized by causes such as cancer and cardiovascular diseases. Participants were followed until death or December 2019.
Are you also aspiring to excel in medical journalism and delve into the intricacies of health and medical reporting? Explore our comprehensive course on medical and health journalism available at the Medical Dialogues Academy. Learn from industry experts who possess in-depth knowledge and experience in this field. For further details, scan the QR code provided or access the link in the description box below.
Obesity increases the risk of stillbirth, particularly during the later stages of pregnancy. According to a large study published in the Canadian Medical Association Journal, obesity is a risk factor for stillbirth, and the risk increases as pregnancy advances to later stages. The global overall risk of stillbirth in pregnancy is approximately 2.6%. Although the link between obesity and stillbirth is well known, little research was done on the association between obesity and stillbirth risk by gestational age or on the impact of higher classes of obesity. For the study, researchers examined data from a better outcome registry and network on 681,178 singleton births from 2012 to 2018, including 1,956 stillbirths, and accounted for other risk factors such as diabetes and high blood pressure when analyzing the data. Findings reveal that people with class 1 obesity had double the risk of stillbirth at 39 weeks gestation compared to those with normal BMI. For those in obesity class 1 and 3, stillbirth risk at 36 weeks was 2 to 2.5 times higher than that of people with normal BMI. This risk further increased with gestational age, with a more than 4-fold risk at 40 weeks. Symptoms of sleep apnea associated with cognitive impairment and memory issues. According to a preliminary study released on March 3, 2024, people who experience sleep apnea may be more likely to also have memory or thinking problems. The findings will be presented at the American Academy of Neurology 76th annual meeting in April 2024. Sleep apnea, a sleep disorder, is when people stop and restart breathing repeatedly during sleep, which can lower oxygen levels in the blood. Symptoms known as apnea include snorting, gasping, breathing pauses, loud snoring, excessive daytime sleepiness, and difficulty concentrating. People with the disorder may also experience morning headaches or have trouble focusing on tasks. If left untreated, sleep apnea can lead to serious health complications such as hypertension, heart disease, stroke, and cognitive impairment. Sleep apnea is a common disorder that is often underdiagnosed, yet treatments are available, said study author Dominique Lowe, MD, MPH of the Boston Medical Center in Massachusetts and a member of the American Academy of Neurology. A study found that participants who had sleep apnea symptoms had greater odds of having memory or thinking problems. Thank you for watching. Stay tuned to Medical Dialogues for more updates.
Never miss a medical update from Medical Dialogues. Like, subscribe, and press the bell icon.